everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Bachelorette After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight was Men Tell All. They were shadier than I've ever seen them before. We are so here for it. We have a special guest. We're going to dish it all right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, okay.
This was Jeff's pick.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Last week we said the show was getting a little bit boring, but tonight it did not disappoint.
Oh my god, the shade was being thrown left and right. My god.
I feel like this is one of the most dramatic Men Tell Alls I've seen. Do you agree?
I do. And I also think you sounded just like Chris Harris.
Oh my god. Thank you. My goodness. I deserve a pay grade, please. Please.
I agree.
Promotion. I agree. Thank you. Thank you. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Azias, and with me I have Christine.
What's up, guys?
And we have Jeff in the booth.
What is up, guys? Good to be here.
And you guys, we are so excited because we have a very special guest. He has a full name with no initial behind it.
Yes.
Chris Dom Staples, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's the first time I've been on a show with two other Chrises, so
it's, I know, isn't that
this
crazy?
Is like epic. This is epic.
It's very
and we came in with Christina. That was the idea there. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, I get it now.
Okay, I get
that
it now.
That was why.
Okay, good job. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
It was completely lost on me, I will say, until you said that.
I will have to say, it was so enjoyable watching the Men Tell All with you because you were there and you know we got to hear your like side comments, so I can't wait to discuss it all. But really quick, like, you were on The Bachelorette. What was that experience like for you?
It was something different. You know, I never expect to be on a show like that. You know, I've seen reality TV and just never seen myself in that light, but you know, you never know what can happen. And I mean, it was a fun experience.
And you were nominated, right?
Yeah.
By
my mother.
How cute is that guy? His mom is trying to wipe him up.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
She was like, Crystal, you need to go on The Bachelor.
She's like, you need a boo.
So what was that like for you? Did you call your mom? Because the producers called you, right?
Yeah. So actually, I was on set doing a commercial and I got a random call from a Santa Monica number and I answered the phone and they were saying, like, you know, you've been nominated for The Bachelorette. And I'm like, hi, by who? And they told me, my mom. And so I was just shocked, like, what? You know, my mom. So they asked me if I want to come in for an interview and do things like that. And so afterwards, I called my mom and asked her about it. And she just burst out laughing. Like, yeah, I did. So, I mean, but I'm happy. You know, I'm happy she did that for me because, I mean, it was a great experience. I got to meet some really good people. Becca was amazing. And, I mean, I learned a lot from it.
So on the show, right, for us, I guess, we always want to know, like, the juicy details. For me, I'm always curious about what is the real dynamic like with the guys, because especially on tonight's episode, Men Tell All, you like saw the guys kind of like going for each other. Like, they showed no mercy. Was it like that in the house? Did you feel like it was a very competitive nature?
It was. I mean, guys did jab at each other every now and then. I mean, I think it's a lot of egos in the house. 27 guys starting off under one roof. And, you know, you only have so much time with this one lady. So, and then, you know, you see Men Tell All, this is after the show has been aired and guys have seen how much stuff that wasn't shown. Now, this is the time where you can actually say it live on camera, like, hey, look, this is what really happened.
Right.
And, you know, get out what you've been feeling.
Well, I mean, the whole season, I think, was just so much back and forth drama. So I wasn't as surprised to see that tonight. I think it was just amplified. But it feels like you stood clear of that throughout your time on the show. Like, your focus was more so on Becca than getting involved with the rest of the drama.
Yeah, a lot of guys, they were so focused on each other. And I think it took away from actually their, you know, what was going on with Becca. And I think that was, my focus was just, hey, what's going on with you? I don't care about what's going on in the house. I kind of shied away from that. And, you know, that was my focus on, you know, the show.
Right.
Were there any guys that initially you were like, oh, Becca likes him?
Yes.
And who were they?
It was easy. I mean, like, you can obviously tell when someone likes someone and versus when someone is like maybe entertaining me and or wanting to get to know me, but not maybe to the extent where she's like, I'm feeling this person. So I thought that immediately with Blake. He was a really, really cool guy. You know, I still keep in touch with him and everything, but I knew that from maybe the second or third day. I'm like, yeah, she likes you, bro.
And do you think all the other guys realized that too, or was that just your own perception?
I mean, it was my perception, but I feel like no one was surprised to see Blake, you know,
right.
at this stage of the game.
We have some questions for you from our chat roll. They are very loyal fans. They're freaking awesome, and they're so funny. So we have a couple questions. Hannah Jones wants to know, will you be in paradise?
Will I be in paradise? Unfortunately, no, I would not be in paradise. I had a great time being on The Bachelorette. It was great. I think that's just a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I think I'm just going to stay in my lane for
okay, now. So you're like, I liked it, but not that much. No. They want to know if you're a model, too.
I've done some modeling before, not to Jordan's, not to that level, but I've done modeling and things like that. But on the show, I actually just didn't want to bring too much about that out because a lot of people want to tell about themselves. But I felt like it was really about Becca. So let's not brag about myself and, you know, and keep the, you know, focus on her.
But you did show us a nice piece of yourself by doing something that we hadn't seen in Bachelorette history.
Oh, yeah.
By dunking on Becca.
Yeah, so I have to show you a little bit about what
I do. Yeah, that was a cool moment.
And so, I mean, that's what I'm actually known for a lot in my world. So I wanted to bring that out early and hopefully make it something memorable that she wouldn't forget.
We sure didn't forget it. That's for sure.
No.
And I'm sure Becca didn't either.
It was so fun. People want to know who your closest friend in the house.
My closest friends in the house, Blake was one of them. Wills was another guy. He was actually a really good cook. So, you know, actually every day when we woke up, I'm like, are you cooking breakfast today? He's like, yeah, man, I'm happy to cook. Because we, you know, they gave us a lot of food in the house, all those guys. So he had no problem doing that. And obviously all my roommates, Chris R., Nick, Connor, they were all in the same room as me, so we all had, like, you know, good bonding time.
Do you guys choose your rooms, or do they place you in rooms together?
They place you in the rooms together.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And does it change as people go home? Like, can you be like, I want to go in a different room?
Well, I think only one guy left before I left, so I'm not really sure
right.
what they did afterwards. I mean, I think, and we left the house after we traveled to Utah, so everything changed, and then you can just go pick your room after that.
Got you.
All right, I think we should we get into tonight's episode a little bit?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about some of the other guys.
We'll have questions as we go along.
Yeah, because first of all, let me just ask this, because there's several questions about your eye color. They want to know what your eye color is and if it's your real eye color.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're my real eyes. They're green, I think.
Ladies, he has beautiful green eyes. You can slide into his DMs later. But for now, let's talk about mental health. Okay, I was kind of shocked, honestly. In the first 15 minutes of this episode, I was like, what is going on? Like, why is everyone screaming? We always hear, and I said this before while we were watching, that The Bachelor's Women Tell All is like the women's audition for Bachelor in Paradise. But at this point, like, everyone's already been cast. Bachelor in Paradise happened. Like, why is everyone fighting so much?
Well, it was a lot of bickering, and guys have to kind of, you know, say what they need to say. You know, it's a lot of stuff that wasn't shown, and so they have to get it out there. And guys have been probably feeling this way for a while, you know, since the show's been airing. Like, I can't wait to see him tonight to tell him exactly how I feel. And so.
But I feel like a lot of what they were talking about, it wasn't anything them like, oh my gosh, they didn't show that. Like, a lot of it was back and forth with Jordan, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Jordan was the center of tonight's episode.
He was.
Definitely. And what is your opinion on Jordan?
I actually like Jordan. I think he was pretty cool. I mean, he was being himself. A lot of guys did not like him. But for me, I'm like, well, you know, you're not dating him. So why are you worried so much about Jordan? And, you know, he was getting roses every time. You know, he actually stayed longer than I did. And people were like, why do you think she kept you over Jordan? I'm like, well, maybe she likes Jordan.
Or something that you brought that up on the show tonight. You said that. Like, well, Becca's still giving him roses. Like,
yeah. So why are you getting upset? Why are you getting upset at Jordan? You know, I think... it's nothing against Becca. I mean, she likes what she likes. And but that's something, if you don't like Jordan, then that's something you have to take up with Becca. You're not going to make her not like him. You just should focus on your relationship with her.
Wait, I love that you said that, because one thing that bothers me so much on these shows are, like, snitches and, like, people that are just, like, tattletaling. And it's like, why are you focusing on that relationship with that guy? Like, just focus on the lead. Like, that's what you're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there was a lot of snitching on
It's just
on
like
Jordan.
A classic Bachelor mistake that people make.
Yeah.
Why do you think the guys do that in the house?
Well, you know, I think because I think some guys saw it as a game where it's like, you know what, just get this guy out of here. And some of the guys linked up and they had their own little posses or groups and stuff like that. And they clicked together. Mm. And
Who was like a posse?
Well, like, I mean, I think like Colton, Jason at some point, I can't think of everyone, but they were like, you know, they stuck together. And so when they were teaming up against Jordan or David or whoever else was around that wasn't a part of their clique, they tried to, you know, they were talking to the man chats, their little interviews or whatever, and think that that would bring them down throughout the show. And it really didn't, I think, because Becca didn't live in the house, so who cares? You know, like, you know, I don't care what someone said about me in the house as long as it's not getting back to her. But some of the guys will bring that energy and say to Becca on their one-on-one dates or group dates, which would now make her question what's going on in the house.
Totally.
Yeah.
I will have to say, I think tonight was a real disservice for Colton, because when I remember Colton in the house, I do remember some drama with Tia, but I don't remember drama with him and Jordan. And the way he fought tonight with Jordan, I feel like it was so childish, and especially that so much about it was like of the gold underwear that Becca gave Jordan. Like that he was just literally being humorous and having a good time.
I mean, you see when Becca, when she came out there, the first thing she said was, "Do you have them on?" And she laughed and she said, "A lot of people slap, you know, they talk about you, but I enjoyed you. I think you're very funny. You're your own person." Mm-hmm. And so with Colton, I think he just really took offense to the whole Tia situation, and Jordan had no problem bringing it up and asking questions about it. Right. Maybe it was something that he didn't want to answer at the time. But Jordan asked, and he's like, "Well, you know, are you going to talk about me? I'm going to talk about you." And so I think that kind of got under Colton's skin. So that's where him and Jordan butt heads a lot.
He picked the right button to push.
He definitely
because,
did.
Come on, something like being involved with the Bachelorette's friend, like, I'm sure any guy in the house would have used that, but Jordan, like, went to it first and kept sticking with it.
Exactly.
That was really their only conflict, though, the underwear thing. They had a conversation in the season about it, and he's like, "You're being ridiculous, bro." But he really did harp on it tonight. And I was saying this earlier that I wonder if Colton's outright aggression tonight and just, you know, more chippy attitude is him trying to just flex a little bit and look a little more, like, tough after there's been all this talk about his virginity and how soft he is and how much he cries. And, you know, I wonder if he just wanted to remind people that he has a backbone.
Right.
That didn't come off as a backbone. It wasn't like, for me, it didn't come off as, like, alpha male, like, "I'm going to stand my ground." It came off of, like, almost like an insecurity.
Like, it was a bad thing.
It was
like,
a
you
bad
know, it's
thing.
A big secret. And, you know, we spoke earlier, but I'm like, you know, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a thing you can be proud of at this age. You know, like, if you're still a virgin, fine. You know, like, it shouldn't bring you to tears about it. Like, why are you sad? Like, if you're doing well, I think, you know, you're going to have women that's going to approach you, and you have the option. The floor is yours now.
Exactly.
And so, I don't know. I wouldn't come at it like that.
Jeff, I'd love to get your opinion on kind of all this whole situation between Jordan and Colton and, like, the underwear, and then Jordan, kind of Colton's, like, aggression tonight.
There's a hot take around all of this, and you guys know I'm known for my hot takes. Take them.
We love Jeff. We need, like, a little, like, buzzer or, like, a little sound effect for your hot takes.
So I'm not the only person who's kind of wondered this, and it's been something that the whole Bachelor community's been discussing. I don't know. It's just something that's worth bringing up. That's our job as hosts. Some people wonder if maybe Colton is hiding something, and if that thing he's hiding is maybe that he's still in the closet. I think the reasons you would ask questions like that are all the emotions we're seeing from Colton are either rage or insecurity, and I think a lot of times those things manifest from, like, repression. So maybe Colton's hiding something, and that's where all of this kind of insecurity and rage is coming. Because I will say, any dude who's keeping his virginity this long, it's nothing to be insecure about. Like, it's, to me, all of the kind of anger and insecurity and even crying on air around his virginity, if there's that much of that, why is he not letting it go? Why is he holding on to that? And it doesn't seem like it's a choice he actually wants to be making.
So interesting. Chrisanne, you know Colton. What's your opinion?
Well, I think Colton's a good guy. I mean, if he is hiding something, then I mean, maybe he's going to present that when the time is right, you know. But yeah, I agree, you know, like, it's not something, the virginity thing is not something to harp on and be sad about. And you know, you just never know. I mean, you never know what he's, not saying he's hiding or what he's holding in, but, you know, it was very different to see someone actually, you know, be upset about, you know, that the jabs he may be taking for being a virgin. I really don't see anything wrong with that, you know, with that situation. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what he's holding down deep down inside.
I mean, I don't,
I wonder if the show made him ashamed of it, because when he's told Becca that initially, he said it. He didn't seem ashamed of it. He seemed like he was just saying it matter-of-factly, like, it's not because I'm scared, I just haven't found the right soul. Like, that just seems like something you're confident in, not something to be, like, upset about. But then I guess after getting all that flack on social media, now he's playing the sensitive.
Well, I think he should have expected that, knowing that's what you're going to do. If you're going to come out and say that at this stage of the game, then you know you're going to get some people that are going to cheer for you, you're going to get some people that are going to talk about you. Like, this is... That's the point of coming out with something, coming out with a secret.
So. And I think I just want to quickly follow up. I'm not saying Colton might be in the closet because he's a virgin. I'm saying the way he's handling the virginity question makes it seem like it's something he's not owning.
Right.
So like someone in the chat right now is like, well, Tim Tebow doesn't seem gay because he's a virgin. And it's like, well, Tim Tebow's not owning his virginity in nearly the same way that Colton is. And the way Colton's owning it just seems kind of suspect. Like there's something deeper going on, whether or not that's sexuality or whatever. It's just, I've never seen someone who's this old and non-religious holding their virginity in this way. It's very strange.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, I mean, he did handle it differently than I would have done it, but you know, we're all different people.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it is something he's holding back, you know, because I think he cuts off Jordan a lot when Jordan brings up Tia and like that situation. There's something fishy about that, I believe. From what I remember, I mean, they only spent like a weekend together. So how far is this relationship really going?
Right. You know? Well, I want to say something. And first of all, just to clarify on what Jeff said, Jeff is not saying that Colton is gay because he's a virgin. Like, that's not it at all. As he just said, he's just finding that he's like not owning his virginity and he's a little bit insecure about it. For me, I don't know if I necessarily see that, although it's something I'd like to discuss in further detail later on. Like, we'll see what happens after Paradise. It'll be interesting. But I still find I don't trust Colton. When I see him on that couch talking to Chris Harrison, I don't believe his emotions. I almost feel like he's playing a part, and I don't like that. I feel like Colton, for me, I don't care about his virginity. And also, like, I don't understand why people are, like, saying he's lying about it. I think that's ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
I don't think he's necessarily lying about his virginity, but not to quote everyone in Bachelor Nation, I just don't think he's there for the right reasons. Like, I think he was really going on the show to be the next Bachelor, and I think he's, like, very aware of, like, who he is. I think he loves the fact that, you know, he does all this work with children and that he was a former NFL player, and that he like has the package, and I think that's what he was trying to sell and is still trying to sell more than anything else. I just don't trust him, and that doesn't make him like a bad guy
person.
You know what I mean? I just don't necessarily believe those tears.
I think like he checks off all the boxes as far as the next candidate for the Bachelor, and I just think he just maybe overdid it a few times on the show. Like, you're really selling it now. And was that more than, you know, like you say, it was, were that the reason you were there, you know, and so.
I think it's interesting, though, that he's connected to someone like Tia, who also has the same kind of negative perception or received that after her performance on the show, because there was a very distinct point where fans kind of, like turned on her and felt like she was being more calculated and really thinking about herself and possibly being the next Bachelorette. And I think Colton is unfortunately playing the same card right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you said it earlier that, you know, the after the final roles or the women tell all, it's like the girls are auditioning, but this was straight up Colton's audition tonight.
Exactly. And I will say something. I think that part of Colton's aggression tonight could come from Tia. He's gotten so much flack from Tia. And when he spoke on that couch and kind of cleared the air, he pretty much said, like, we spent one weekend together. And I, like, the feelings were over the last time I saw her was at that spa day. He kind of seemed, like, taken aback by it.
So, like, you know, watching the show play back, and you're like, okay, they spent a weekend together, and she's coming back like they've been together for years.
So don't you call, like, BS on, like, her part? Like, I feel like she's just trying to keep her narrative up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's here trying to create a storyline for herself.
But then they're both in paradise, so
we'll
see how that plays out.
We'll see how that plays out. But I do think that maybe, like, maybe Colton was on the defensive because of the whole Tia situation. Like, Tia said those words. I didn't say those words. Like, why aren't you trusting me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And I think that's valid.
Yeah.
Real quick before we move on, I just have to ask you, Kristen, because you were in the house. A lot of Bachelor Nation is speculating about Colton's sexuality. I just think it's because of that. That's why we're discussing it. Were there ever moments in the house when you guys or the other guys had questions about that?
I mean, when you have 27 guys in the house, you do question it a little bit, not just from Colton, but just from anyone. Like, hey, look, it's too many guys in this house. A lot of testosterone. I remember, you know, not saying anything about Leo. He's super funny, but I think we had Mike. Mike was in the house. He had like long hair, and he's like, "Man, Mike's looking better and better every day. The less I see Becca, the better Mike's looking right now." So, I mean, it was times that you look in the house, you're like, "All right, be careful." But, I mean, I'm not sure. You know, that's just me just joking around, but you never know.
Okay, I was wondering, just because I feel like our fans are curious, so I just feel like I had to ask it. Yeah. And I just, before we move on, I want to make it clear, I don't think it's at all a bad thing that Colton's a virgin. I think it's a non-issue. I just think the way he handles it feels kind of suspect, like there might be some deeper issues besides just having that choice. It's revealing.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you, and I could also, like, be his relationship with his family too, because remember when we saw on his hometown date, like, his dad seemed like very intense, and he a lot of times when he talked about his virginity, he was like, I don't know if my dad knows this, or I'm scared to tell my dad. So, like, who knows, like, maybe it's just rooted in the way he grew up
and being a football player, apparently, because that prompted him to lie about it. So that's the suspect part to me, that I will agree with, like,
that he's so insecure.
Yeah
Let's move on.
Okay, I think we need to talk about Grocery Store Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Grocery Store Joe.
So, do you remember Joe?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah, I saw him. I'm like, okay, I remember him from the picture online, but I don't remember him night one.
That's so funny.
That's hard to remember someone night one. It was like,
I mean, did you remember Camille and Christian either?
I mean,
no. That's right. That's gonna be a no.
It's a hard no. Like,
not at the time, no.
Mm-mm. So are you surprised to see how much attention Grocery Store Joe got?
I was surprised. He got a lot of attention. I've seen him on Good Morning America.
That's great.
I'm like, oh, they're talking about him, talking about Paradise. I'm like, who does it after like one night of forgetting what you have to say? But, you know, I mean,
it's impressive.
You never know. Yeah, he caught the eye of America, and they ran with it. And he's a good guy, yeah. You know.
Christine, what do you think it is about him that caught the eye of America? Why is everyone so infatuated with him?
I think because he's so bashful about it, too. Just kind of like, oh, you know.
Yeah, he was like the average Joe.
Literally. Yeah. And it just like having a name like Joe on top of it, it was just too picture perfect for America to, you know, rally behind him.
I think it's the fact that he's the least bachelorette contestant ever.
Yeah, like, I agree. Right?
He didn't have social media going into it, and he doesn't know how to talk on camera. Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, he's for sure here for the right reasons, because literally he is totally uncomfortable on camera. So they're attracted to the fact that, like, oh, he's probably actually looking for love, whereas all these other dudes might be looking for followers.
Okay, by the way, our chat roll is blowing up. Love Joe. I love Joe. I love Joe. Joe's so sweet. Joe. Oh, my God. I love him. Joe is the man. Wow, it's good to be Joe right now. It's a good summer for Joe.
And someone made a good point. He's a man of few words, which Chris Harrison also said. Mm-hmm. And did you guys also peep that he was dressed the most casual out of everybody?
Yeah, he was.
Straight up t-shirt and, well, not a t-shirt, but a nice button down and shorts or pants. But so you can tell, like, this is really who he is.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, he got all that attention later and then said, let me feed into this now and, you know, be this person. I mean, that may change after Paradise. We may think of him differently. I'm curious to see
how
people think of him differently after Paradise.
Now we can see who he is.
I think what I really liked about him in this interview with Chris, which I feel like is definitely the most airtime he had, right?
Yeah.
Was the fact that he said he was so embarrassed to watch the show that it was going to go so bad because he was eliminated night one. Mm-hmm. And he was just shocked, and it just felt so genuine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I actually believe he was there to form a relationship with Becca or just see what could possibly happen.
Right.
And I guess that is why America finds him so endearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and look at Joe.
Look at those photos of Joe. Wait, why is he with Kayla?
I just found that on Twitter. I guess I just opened a huge can of worms.
What? I need to know more about that. Interesting. Should we get into Wills?
Yeah.
You said you were good friends with Wills in the mm-hmm. house, right, Christian?
Yeah. Wills is also based in LA, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we got to have him in. Guys, tweet at Wills to come.
What's up?
Into our studio.
Another green-eyed person on this season.
We were in the same limo, too. I got in the limo like, oh, my God.
Oh, really? Oh,
another black guy with green eyes? Come on, I already took that.
Thought I was original. No, it was funny, though.
I love that they called Wills the fashionista. I was like, okay, Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
But he does have great style.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, we talked a little bit about Wills. You know, he got pretty far along. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like his connection with Becca was?
I think Will's really started to fall for Becca. Even to this day, you know, I still see him around. We talk about the show. We laugh about it. But, you know, yeah, I think he's in his feelings with Becca. So
you think still?
I mean, at the time, I'm not sure about now. I mean, it's been some time, but I know right after the show, we hung out and things like that. So, and then after you watch the playback, you're like, well, it looks like he's really fallen and he's, you know, spending some true, heartful words to her.
Yeah, because the biggest thing with, you know, with his exit was how emotional he got in the car ride home when arguably the last few episodes before his departure, they had a connection, but he wasn't as vocal or mm-hmm. as like visibly outgoing, I think, as the other guys were. So to see that emotion come out later was a lot. And it makes me think, like, would he actually have, like, really gone all the way and proposed to Becca?
I think so. I mean, and you see the episode that he actually went home. He was actually spilling his heart out, you know. And that, yeah. Like you said, he wasn't the most vocal guy. But he started to open up and saying that, you know, she's making him believe again in love. And he's, you know, he's ready to take that next step.
I mean, tonight he said she healed him in a way that he had never felt before. I was like, Wills, like, this is deep.
Yeah.
Very deep.
Mm-hmm. He was so charming. And I think that throughout the season, I was like, okay, he always, like, had this, like, smile on his face. And there was, like, this lightheartedness about him that I couldn't tell, like, they were just if he was in the friend zone or not.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's where I kind of struggled. I was like, I really
that's
like
where I felt like I was the whole time.
That you were in the friend zone the whole time.
You never
time.
Made it out.
Yeah, I knew it was.
I feel like Wills was kind of in the friend zone. So for me, I wasn't shocked that he was eliminated. But to hear how you say, like, how much he actually cared about her and to see him tonight, I was like, damn, why couldn't we just, like.
I'm not sure, though, with Wills. I have to disagree with you on that. I think he wasn't in the friend zone because.
You don't, yeah.
No, yeah. If you look at the, you know, the promos and stuff like that, Wills was kissing her a lot.
Yeah,
they had a lot of kissing time and a lot of one-on-one time together.
And I guess tonight when he talked about, like, when their relationship really started, when he started having feelings with, like, the whole Vegas nursery rhyme thing, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, like, was I missing something? Like, was I just so caught up with, like, the Jordan and Chris drama and, like, mm-hmm. everyone else that, like, I was missing?
She said he was, like, the breath of fresh air after all the madness that she went through. He would come there, he's calm, and she needed that.
And they had a huge one-on-one right after, like,
they did.
Yeah, he had the first one-on-one after we traveled.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
I'm so mad we didn't get to meet his family.
I know. That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been cool.
I wanted to know if the rest of his family is as stylish as he is. Honestly, like, does it run? Like, let me know. But, I mean, yeah, Wills is definitely one of those guys.
Everyone else. Sorry, guys, my bad.
No worries. Wills is, you know, even though we know that he's gone on Paradise, he is someone who is really in the conversation to be Bachelor. Could mm-hmm. you see him being the Bachelor?
Oh, wow. I guess we have to see how Paradise goes,
right?
You know, because I think that can change things. But, I mean, he's a nice guy. So, I mean, who knows?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I have a theory. What if he goes on Paradise? I don't, like, necessarily want him to, like, get brokenhearted again. But what if he goes on Paradise, things don't work out? And then he becomes the Bachelor, because I feel like that's happened. That happened to Nick Viall, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He became the Bachelor after going on Paradise. I would love that for Wills.
I would love to see Wills and, you know, just a man of color. As
I would love to see
lead.
What he wore every day.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He would fire the stylist. He'd be like, I got this. Don't worry. Yeah. I got it.
He'd definitely have
yeah. What do you guys think about Will saying, love you, to Becca and her not answering?
I didn't even catch that until today. I caught it late, but I'm like, oh, did he say that? Wow, he threw it out there. And she just kind of get, no.
That was
definitely
cringy.
Friend zone right there.
Yeah.
You're friend zone now.
She's like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, we don't date anymore.
I think someone else that we really need to talk to about is Jason.
Jason, yeah.
Jason.
Guys, obviously, we've all been all about Jason the past few episodes. We love him here on our show. Christine, you love him, right?
I do.
I love him.
I think I might be in love with Jason, you guys. We're getting married in 3 weeks, but...
Jeff, what did you think about Jason in tonight's episode?
You know, I just think, like, you watch this show different as a dude than you do as a girl. Your whole thing is kind of like, who would I be friends with? Like, who would I want to hang out with? And, like, Jason's for sure. I mean, like, he was the only one who introduced his group of friends. He seems like a solid dude. It's clear that he's not for Becca. Like, Becca didn't want Jason, but I also think she recognized that, like, he would have been a great option. And I don't know. It's hard to have anything bad to say about Jason, you know?
I have something bad to say about Jason.
Do it.
I love Jason, right? I think he's so fun. I would love to see him be the next Bachelor. However, tonight, he felt a little too rehearsed for me. He felt like a politician. Like, everything that he said, like, he was, and I think, Kristen, you said this, he was almost like Dr. Phil. Like, he was like, the reasoning between all the guys. Like, anytime he put any input in on the fighting, like, almost like the fighting stopped right away. He, like, took both sides, explained both sides, and, like said his piece, and then it ended.
Yeah.
And I liked it, but especially during his interview with Chris, I just felt like, I was like, damn, like, he is good. He knows what he's doing. Like, it just felt a little
polished.
Too polished.
Yeah. And that's one thing I felt like was sometimes happened with some of the guys. They already had their things going. And, you know, when I was on the show and we had our one-on-one times or whatever for the cocktails or the group dates, I had nothing planned. Like, I actually had nothing planned. I'm like, I don't have any conversation prepared. But I'll just go off the cuff and I'll just see where it goes. And, I mean, it was fine for what it was.
So the guys were prepared for their conversations
with
Becca.
A lot of times they were. Mm-hmm. I think one time, actually, I was on the, when I was on the show, it was like one of our second times, like, actually meeting. And it was cold outside. And I was going to go meet up with her. I'm like, you want to go inside? Because it's cold out here. You know, I'm like, I don't have anything planned. I just want to sit by the fire. And she was like, cool. And we just started talking from there. But it worked out. Like, instead of
natural.
Going out there already having stuff going, and you're like, oh, that's not natural.
But who are some of the guys who had things planned?
Well, I mean, you had guys who, like, I guess Garrett at some point, he wanted to do, like, some fishing. He wanted to show her his fishing, you know, rod or whatever. Chris obviously had, like, the choir. Mm-hmm. I think another guy, like, jumped out of a casket or something like that. So, like, guys had a lot of stuff or gifts on the dates. And so, I mean, I think that pushed them further along, too, though, because Becca appreciated that.
I was going to say, like, no offense to you, but they lasted longer and built more of a connection. So do you think that you almost, like, in this situation, kind of have to go that extra mile to prepare?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
out?
it's a learning experience at the same time.
For the next time you're on?
Yeah. So I guess next time I go on a date with someone, I make sure I bring my choir with me.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I think that's a good idea.
But, yeah, no, I learned. I had a good time, and me and Becca, we connected, but, you know, it was just more on a friendship.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I mean, have you ever dated someone like Becca in real life?
No, never dated
she's
anyone
like
Becca.
Different from your type?
Yeah, I mean, she's from Minnesota, so it's good. Midwest, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So that was a good thing. But, I mean, you never date anyone who's dating 27 other guys. So, you know, we all feel some type of way.
And then
when you know, because guys always talk, you know, they say, hey, I kissed Becca today. You're like, okay, like, how do I go in for a kiss knowing she kissed, you know, a certain amount of people already? You know, how does one feel when you know that already? So that's something that's all in your head. It's all in your head.
Yeah, totally. Like, kudos to you guys for being so brave to do this. I don't know. I always think about, like, what would I be like on The Bachelor? Because I would probably lose it.
I know, because everyone talks.
Would you be, like, insecure? Or, like, do you think you would, like, would you be snitching?
No, hell no.
Okay, good girl.
A lot of guys are snitching on themselves.
Never
they would
that.
Say exactly,
that's
like,
true.
Yeah, Becca kissed me today and this and that. And you're like, okay.
Maybe,
but it messes the other guy up for the next day.
Right, they're trying
about, okay,
to, like, rub
him.
It in and, like, mess it up.
Even if they didn't. You know, they might
really?
Say, yeah.
Like Jean Blanc, I feel like he would do that.
Yeah, I think he would. That would be something he would have done.
Definitely. Were you, I mean, I just, watching Jean Blanc, oh my gosh, that might have been one of my favorite parts of the episode. Do you guys, you have to go back and rewind and watch this and look at Kristen's face. Jean Blanc was like, can I come up there? And he wanted to talk to Becca. And while he's doing that, Kristen's muttering something under his breath.
Oh,
I wish
I
we had
the
soundbite. You were probably like, this fool right now.
Yeah, that's something I probably would have said. Because like, oh
the
God,
shade,
dude.
You were just staring like, what is he doing?
What is he doing?
A lot of shade tonight in general. The dudes were shady at the beginning. There was a lot
of... Yeah, they started off...
It was kind of hard to watch. I was
jabs.
Kind of like, why are all these guys acting like children on national TV just for the first 20 minutes? But then Chris Harrison was kind of shady with Jean Blanc. Just a lot of shade. That I mean, as a TV viewer, it was awesome, but...
No, actually, Jeff, I agree with you, but I almost feel like there was too much shade in the beginning where they were acting so childish. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, why is this even happening?
Yeah, Kristen, you came out looking good, but I think a lot of guys came out looking much worse overall.
Oh, wow.
Jeff, who do you think came out looking much worse?
I gotta say, I know we've talked about it, but I don't think Colton made a great case for himself being a super charismatic, likable person for this franchise. Personally, I'll have to see how other people responded to Colton, but it's just funny because he came out as the hero. And just remember, guys, when we talk about these people, we're talking about their edits. We're talking about how they are as characters within this world of the franchise. I just, as a viewer, didn't find Colton super likable as a participant in this journey, in this process. Like, going into Paradise, I'm not super stoked about him.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I think he started off talking and jabbing at people immediately versus someone like Chris R., who left on bad terms but remained quiet the whole time and just apologized at the very end.
I
think that made him
right.
look a lot better. Like, okay, you know, you ended badly, but I'm pretty sure America is, like, forgiving you. Like, and
100%. I think that's such a good call because you're totally right. Chris was kind of like the villain throughout the whole season, and he came out completely unscathed tonight.
Yeah, he laughed at, you know, people were making jokes like Leo's like, oh, he just lost his mind, you know, but and he said, yeah, I made a mistake. And
can I say, I was very surprised that he was so agreeable with that. I was expecting another Chris R. blow up tonight, like, truthfully. And the fact that he completely did a 180. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
There's something to be said about watching yourself back.
It's humbling to say the least.
Yeah, totally.
No.
So obviously Blake and Garrett were in there. What were your relationships with the two of those guys?
Oh, I love Garrett was really cool too. You know, I didn't mention him much, but we laughed a lot. He's a funny guy. I also felt like, you know, he had a good shot with Becca from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You can just tell when someone likes someone. I mean, you can tell the vibe, you know, when they see that person or when they're having a conversation with the group, but they're looking at the two people. You're like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But they were cool guys, and I'm, like, not surprised that they're, you know,
the final
still with
two. Yeah. That's exciting. A lot of people in the chat role are saying, want to know specifically about Garrett in the house, what he was like.
Oh, he was, Garrett was funny, actually. He was very funny. He had a lot of jokes. I mean, we played games and things like that. But he was just, you know, charismatic guy and, you know, silly.
Silly.
Yeah, he's a silly guy. He was himself around Becca a lot. So he didn't listen to any strategies or anything like that. He received the first impression and he just ran with it from that point.
Wait a minute. I like this because what strategies would he be listening to? Are they strategies from the producers or from like other guys?
We have guys, we all sit there and we're all doing this chat. It's just insane. Like we're all just like, this is how we should go on our dates. She should look for this or she should look for that. And guys actually go out there and then fail. So, like, but we all talk about, you know, when we have these questions on what do you think Becca's thinking or how you think the date's going and what would you have done differently? And so all these guys are talking and guys are taking advice from each other. And then they go in front of Becca and then just completely flop. So he was himself. And, like, you know, even like the fishing ride, he had something planned for her. That's something up his alley. He wanted to show her a lot about that. That was his strategy, and it worked.
Stick to what he knows.
Do you, watching it back, first of all, did you watch the whole season back?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see any guys that were so different from themselves?
From the edit?
From the edit, yeah. Or not even from the edit. Like, did you, someone who was, like, cool around the guys, but that was a totally different person in front of Becca?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know what? It was Nick. And guys, you didn't see a lot of Nick, but he was the funniest guy in the house, actually. He was the
one
guy.
Who wore the tracksuit to one
And that was a day
questions we need answers to.
That day, we all told him, hey, you need to be yourself. Because when he was with the guys, he was funny. You know, he always talked and had us laughing. And when he got in front of Becca, he was just this uptight lawyer guy, you know. And so Becca didn't see that side of him until one day we had a cocktail party. We were all in dress suits. And he comes out there in a tracksuit like, this is me. And this is me when I'm off work. And she loved it. And she got in the rose that day.
Nice.
So, yeah. But it took him a time. It takes time because you're around, you know, 30 guys and, you know, it's cameras around. You're like, okay, when it's 30 guys and we're all just chatting, that's okay. But then when you get to Becca, it's dead silence. Twice as many cameras, and you don't have as much time. Now it's like, go.
Do you think the cameras really affect a lot of the guys? Like, did you know they were on you?
Yeah. I actually told Becca, like, the second time I actually hooked up with her, we were like, I'm like, man, these cameras are getting to me. You know, and I've been in front of a camera a lot, but, you know, when you have to, you know, I've done, like, commercials and things like that, but to be myself now in front of the camera, I have to actually express who I am in front of all these cameras, and I don't have as much time as I usually would have with the typical date.
Right.
You know, it's hard to actually get those points across and have your talking points with her.
And also while still being mindful of who you are, how you're coming across, because I'm sure that goes into anybody's mind while you're doing it. Like, you don't want to watch yourself back later and be like, oh,
and imagine
I'm an idiot.
Talking to someone, you're in the middle of a point and you see someone walking up like they're about to come interrupt you. Like, now I have 30 seconds before I can have to finish this statement.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like starting to sweat from now just thinking about it all.
Yeah,
like, that's so much pressure.
You're like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
definitely.
I wanted to bring up someone else, but I don't want to segue yet.
Go for it.
No, I was going to talk about someone who wasn't here tonight, which was Lincoln.
And Clay. Where were they?
I don't know. I don't know where they go. Well, you know, Clay, he's a big time NFL star, so He's probably he's a little Hollywood probably.
I hope he's healing.
Heard from him or like stayed in contact, because I know in the Bachelor world sometimes you guys will start a group chat afterwards. My sister on her season did with a lot of the girls, and that's how they stay in touch. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have something like that?
Yeah, we keep in touch. I see him comment on my page every now and then. I comment on his. We might DM each other every now and then to see what's going on, just to keep in touch.
Cool.
That's good. I like a good little relationship.
Yeah, just the bromance.
A number of people in the chat are asking, did you guys talk at all about your past relationships? I think most specifically, we'd be interested, did Garrett talk at all about his ex-wife?
Well, Garrett, yeah, he definitely, I mean...
Did he talk to you guys about his ex-wife?
Oh, I didn't even know that. That was my first time actually seeing that.
Got it. So he never brought it up around the guys?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
It's interesting. Mm. A lot of people have a lot of questions about Garrett. Obviously, he is one of the front runners and one of the finalists. We'll find out next week, right?
Right.
Gosh, that's crazy. I can't believe the season finale is next week.
And you know what? Now I'm watching the show. I'm like, all right, this first impression means a lot, because a lot of people said, hey, you know, either she got the first impression back on her season, or someone got the first impression. Usually it's the person who wins. And well, so he got the first impression and he's in the finals right now.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we'll see what happens. But that's a good point, because I think the past four Bachelorettes, the person who won got the first impression rose.
So
something to be aware of.
That's something to think about. And we said that day one when I didn't know, but then that's when I think Blake told me, like, yeah, usually that person goes pretty far.
Goes far.
Blake knows what's
Blake
up.
Blake already knows.
Blake has a plan.
Blake's like, he's my competition.
He knew, yeah.
I mean, I know you mentioned earlier that you decided not to go to Paradise, but have you become a fan of the show now that you've been on it, and will you keep watching? Are you going to
support
your guys?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep watching, definitely, because you know the guys now, and you're like, all right, you know, I really want to know what happened that day. You know, we talk about it, but like, how did the camera, you know, how did it play out, you know? And so it's good to see, you know, what the guys are doing now and how they kept themselves up, how they deal with the relationship with Becca. So I'm actually becoming a fan of it.
Oh, I love that. We got a new Bachelor fan over here, guys.
No, because I wasn't a fan until my sister went on it. Like, I really didn't know the show. So I think once you have that connection to it, you really do get hooked.
Mm-hmm. I have no excuse. No connection to it. I'm just like weird Bachelor Nation super fan.
Cool. I got one more question for you, Kristen, before we go. So what do you think was the biggest thing? We always talk about the edit. You know, the producers give us something that's not always exactly what happened. What's the thing that you think was most true, either about living in the house or the other guys, that you saw that we didn't see? Like maybe with specific guys or guys' personalities or something like that, that we didn't see as an audience that you saw?
I mean, I feel like for myself, I can speak for myself for this. A lot of things, they didn't show too much of our, like, one-on-one talks with Becca, you know, what happened. And I think, like, they kind of missed out on that, where she may have missed out on that, because it was times I didn't want to go on these sports dates. You know, we were playing dodgeball and football and lumberjack. And I'm like, I want to go do the spa or things like that.
Right?
So, you know, I want to show who I am outside of the sports, you know. And
you felt like they put you on the sports dates.
They put me just a lot on the sports. And now that was unfortunate. But, you know, maybe, you know, next time, if there's another situation like this, I'll get to show the other side of me.
You killed it on that football date, though. Like, yeah. Clay ended up getting the group date rose, but that was, like, one of your shining moments, for sure.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, they didn't highlight it. I dunked the field goal post.
You did!
Yeah.
I remember.
Like, I was doing a lot. And then I hit Becca on the dodgeball.
We played.
Yeah.
You got her.
Yeah, I hit her right the ball.
Straight up.
I thought that was, like, cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm going
to
hit you.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to hit you.
Yeah, when all the other guys
didn't
want to.
We're teammates, yeah. A lot of people in the chat real quick want to know about Blake. Obviously, we asked you about Garrett. What were your initial impressions on Blake? And for the past couple episodes, we see him being a little bit anxious, and we've talked about that. Did you get that feeling from him in the house?
Well, he remained very calm in the house. You know, definitely he was a stand-up guy. I feel like Blake, you know, of all the guys, loved her the most. Like, I felt like, yeah, he was feeling her from day one. And he played his cards right to get to this point. And I'm, you know, I'm curious to see, you know, who she decides to. But by looking at it, you're like, okay, Blake is in love with her.
So then for you, knowing Blake, what are your opinions on his reactions in the past couple episodes? Because last week we talked about him seeming like just very anxious and emotional. And we don't mean that in a bad way. We're not like dissing anyone for having anxiety or like being, I like literally cry over like spilt milk, like over everything. I'm super sensitive. I know that about myself. And I don't think that's a bad flaw, but like we are obviously speaking on what we see. So that's something that we've noticed about Blake. Have you noticed that watching the past couple episodes?
Yeah, I definitely have. I think, you know, the further you get now, you're like, I know you like this guy. Or you're like, you tell me all this stuff or you loving me, but you have to be saying the same thing for this guy to be this far. And I think you think about that more and more the further you're, you know, the further you go. Like, okay, there's two guys left and I'm telling you how much I love you. And you give this other guy the rose first. Like, yeah. That means you have to be telling this guy something. Mm. So everything I'm thinking, like, okay, you could be telling me this and telling him the same thing, you know? So as much of a good time we have, you're having the same or even better time with another guy.
That's scary.
So it stays in your head the whole time. So everything you do, you question it.
That's pretty valid.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Jeff, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. And Krysan, we thank you so much for coming on. I feel like we would love to have you back whenever you want to come back.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Krysan, thank you for having me.
Awesome.
What are you working on right now? Where can the fans follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at everybody_hatesChris. I love that show.
Yes.
And also, you got to, you know, appreciate your haters, you know? That's why I made that my name, you know? Haters will tell you the truth.
Did you have Instagram before the show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's usually where I go. I'm usually on Instagram. Sometimes I tweet, you know, I tweet during the show to see some reactions or whatever.
Yeah.
And I make like Insta stories when I'm like my reactions for watching the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone, after you watch our episode next week, make sure you go to Krysan's IG and watch his reactions to the finale.
Got you.
Thanks so much for coming in. We had such a blast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
That was great.
Christine, where can everyone follow you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Christine Bean, and I just changed my Instagram username. You can find me at Christine I Alexis.
Jeff, what about you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham and Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham.
And you guys can follow me across the internet at Miss Zias and check out my website, MissZias.com. We'll see you guys next week. It's the finale.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.